Over 1,500 of you have read Rational Answers to Stupid Questions. But now, there's more rational answers to more stupid questions. Stupidity never dies, it just evolves. My new book covers tons of new arguments and materials, such as the ones you see on the screen here, plus many more. And you can get yours for just $15. Every single copy is personally signed and shipped by me. So if you want to be prepared to respond to people, or if you just want to learn the science behind these things, then pick up your copy using the link in the description below. Thank you. No, we haven't stopped evolving, and no, none of that stuff is in the Bible.
Absolutely all of it does, but you actually have to read the real Bible, not the Masonic perversion.
What does that mean?
Well, that means if you take a Bible written in the 1400s, written and published in the 1400s, you get a very different message. You get all the so-called Gnostic stuff, like, you know, the Gospel of Thomas and the Book of Enoch. It's actually in there. The canonical, non-canonical split doesn't happen until Masonry decides that they want to enslave the world through religion, because it's not actually about religion. It's about science.
Finish this quote. You are Peter, and upon this rock I shall build my blank.
Kingdom, probably?
Church.
If I remember that. That's originally kingdom, my friend.
Yep. You go ahead and believe that.
All right, anyway, the proof she was looking for, maybe someone else in here might actually be on the same page she is. It's called nutrition. If you go down like the path of Bill Donahue and the shamans and Mycelium and Mycelium and algae, I'm starting to understand that's the real reason why Alfredo Bowman is no longer with us, because of what algae does and, you know, what it's for the human body. You're going to start aligning chakras, and you're going to start getting the seven spirits where they're supposed to be, and you're going to have some amazing things that you get to experience in this world, and you're going to see what Yeshua was talking about and what Buddha was talking about and what Holy Krishna was talking about. But it's all through nutrition, and right now we eat drugs instead of nutrition. And so we've started something called
Example of a drug that people eat.
Go to any grocery store you want and pick any box of processed food. It is a drug.
Yeah, that's literally incorrect, unless you just mean anything that is has
anything
a synthetic component to it
vegetation.
Is a drug. What's a drug?
No, literally. We've actually got documentaries that were all over Netflix about 10, 15 years ago.
Do you think the earth is flat?
Sir, I don't think on anything. I know or I ponder.
So you think the earth is flat. Okay.
Or I ponder.
Do you know the earth is flat?
I sure as fuck do.
Yeah, that's great. What makes you think that?
What do you mean? Why would I not? Why would my senses lie to me? No one's ever seen
your senses aren't lying to you. Yeah, have you ever watched a sunset?
Absolutely.
Explain this.
Goes far enough.
If the earth were curved, would the sun set?
Yes.
If the earth were flat, would
the
sun set?
Of light. It's the disappearing of lumens.
No.
If the,
that's not
if that
what's happening.
Sun was bright
it's the,
enough, we would
it's
literally
the
obs- always see it.
Nope.
If that
what,
light was bright,
what
that's
happens
basic
during,
science right there,
okay.
My friend. This is
you're a trashy hoe too, and you can't shut up either. So does the sun become obscured by the horizon without changing size? Keep in mind the answer is yes.
No, absolutely not. The
so
sun
you
is
think
not
that the sun doesn't
the horizon.
Say it again?
Does the sun in no way gets obscured by the horizon?
Then why is it that the disk of the sun disappears from bottom up during a sunset? Why does that happen?
Because the line of sight, the horizon, always meets up. That's not an obscuration at all. There's nothing obscured by that. We always come
Explain.
Out and go up. It's all right, so there's this thing in physics that gives us perception.
Yeah, what's it called?
And I'm trying to think of it right now. It's an actual law in physics that the rest of the world has actually been looking into for the last 10 years. But there's a point of view or a point of horizon, and I know that's not the correct thing, but it's a point of something. And there's the point of convergence. It's where your light perception...
That's literally not what happens. The sun doesn't converge with the horizon. It disappears bottom up.
It does.
No. It disappears bottom up.
The reason why this is perceived this way, from someone who tells other people they can't shut up. So anyway, the point of convergence is where your light comes in. This does actually tie in with refracting light as well.
Oh, this is not what I want.
You're showing an example of point of convergence in all these videos.
No, I'm not.
You are.
No, if something converges, it gets smaller and smaller until it simply blends in with the horizon. Is that what's happening here?
Yeah, same thing happens on a football field. Walk out 100 yards.
You're literally
a
fucking idiot. Do you know that?
Literally, you're... We'll see the same thing happen. If you put a camera on a football field and walk around about 110 years, you'll watch the person disappear.
If I walk around for 110 years around a football field, great.
110 yards, I said. No one ever said years. I said yards. But 110 years, you'll 110 years, you'll 10 years. You will literally watch the point of convergence in real time.
What did you say earlier that was really funny? Obscurescence or something. I don't remember. Anyways, did you know that people have watched the sunset in an airplane before?
Yes, because there's a point of convergence from any point you are at. And
if it converges, then the sun has to get... If it's converging, then the sun has to get smaller. Does the sun get smaller throughout the day?
By optics, it does. The further away,
it literally doesn't.
You stupid ass fuck. If you drive a car away, you'll watch the car get smaller as it gets further away from you.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen with the sun.
It does too.
It literally doesn't.
I've literally watched the sun get smaller over time-lapse videos.
No, you have not.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
Same thing happens with the moon. That's why there's this thing called a supermoon when it looks like it's so big.
That's because the moon's orbit changes with respect to its distance from the Earth. Now, Earth does that with respect to the sun, but it's a really tiny difference, and the sun is really far away.
Anyway, you are talking about evolution, and yes, evolution is real. Flat Earth is unfortunately real. This is a pond called Terra that was documented well before you guys said it was a globe and lied to us. Creation isn't what you say it is. It all has to come from whatever organisms actually make up the algae, which actually translate into the mycelium and the mycelium, where the whole entire root system of the earth, like if you get the right stuff in you, I promise you, you will go back into Christ. You will see the gods again. Hence the scriptures even say knowledge makes them gods like us. And in the original Genesis,
knowledge is not merely the accumulation of facts, but the recursive self-disclosure of the trans-axiological sigma substrate through which intelligibility mogs its own epistemic riz across the ontological phantom tax of being. This is where people get cooked because they still think consciousness is the CEO of knowing, when it's just an NPC spawned by a deeper hierarchy of gradients, continuously edging toward metacoherence without ever fully locking in. The unknowable is the Ohio biome, from which all knowledge farms aura, and every attempt to establish certainty gets ratioed by the infinite
this is you.
Lurking beneath the phenomenological backrooms. Thus, every proposition secretly mews toward a higher order framework, gooning a more comprehensive meta-framework, and ultimately beholden to the Rizzler archetype of trans-hierarchical value generation, whose vibes are so immaculate that the distinction between truth, meaning, existence, and straight-up cosmic delulu collapses into a self-referential loop of perpetual mogging. Reality itself may be an era where the epistemological grind set was never about acquiring knowledge in the first place, but about maximizing existential aura while surfing the edge between order and chaos without getting absolutely cooked.
Anyways, here's the sun setting through a solar...
Here's the sun in physics that you're not actually...
Shut up, moron. Here's the sun setting through a solar filter. Notice how the sun isn't getting any smaller. If it converged with the horizon, it has to disappear from sight by diminishing in size to the point where its angular resolution can no longer be worked out. But that's not what happens, literally at all. So, How does it feel to be proven wrong?
That was not even a legit video on what you were claiming. You just took that out of the line of sight. Like, that's not even going to the horizon in these videos. That's not
that
even
is
going,
the horizon. Those the, are trees, you actual moron.
You're going out of the line of sight. If you remove those trees, you would still be able to see it. That
no,
is apples and... Yes,
you're telling me that these
you know that
is
if
this
you move those trees, you're still going to see them. You're getting it.
Is this video zoomed in or not? The answer is yes, by the way. Unmute yourself and answer this question whenever you feel like it. Is this video zoomed in or not?
Hey, faggot, stop muting.
Or what?
Anyway, the Big Bang.
Or what? Or what?
Are you done playing with it?
What kind of spiritual, God-loving person immediately crashes out and hurls slurs when they don't get their way?
The one that recognizes that they're up against the Mason, so you're obviously possessed by a demon.
Did the Holocaust happen?
In what way? It's a very loaded question.
It's not a loaded question at all. How many people?
It is a very loaded question.
How many people died in the Holocaust?
Sure as fuck not 6 million.
Kill yours.
You say that a species can't turn into another species. How does that work exactly?
When I'm saying that, what I'm almost certainly saying is that, like, a species that is born and existing doesn't turn into something else. That's Pokemon or Digimon. The other thing I generally mean by that is a species never gives birth to a different species. Yet, evolution still does happen because evolution doesn't require it to happen in either of those ways.
So, what would it look like? What would like the progression look like between a species and a transitional species and another species? Like, how would that work exactly if they don't give birth to a different species?
Well, the population changes every single generation. You know, if you have pick some animal, doesn't really matter what, or well, evolution happens to all life, but we're more familiar with animals. Pick some population of anything. Let's say there's 100,000 of them. And then compare what the genetic makeup of that population is 10 years later, 20 years later, it's going to be slightly different. But those differences that the population accumulates, they never go away. And so what happens when a population accumulates tens or hundreds of thousands of generations worth of differences? Well, the idea that after that much time, the species no longer represents the same thing that it was when we started keeping track, it actually makes perfect logical sense. The analogy I always use, sometimes even I get tired of making it, but it's by far the most perfect one, is language. At one point, nobody spoke English. Nobody on Earth. It's not the case that one day some people just decided one day, you know what? Let's just say these words now. Yeah, that's how it'll... No, it didn't happen like that. The languages change fractions of a word at a time per generation. But those changes, they stay. Not every single one of them stays. Even some word changes go extinct. But eventually, the lexicon accumulates so many different changes that it's no longer the same language that it was, again, when we started keeping track of it at whatever arbitrary time in the past we pick.
Okay. But we have an idea of what a new species would be, or like what characteristics it would have. So wouldn't it make sense to assume that at one point they give birth to an animal that fits in that category. Does that make sense?
No, not really, because you'd have to give me an example of what you're talking about. What organism and what trait are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm trying to, like, because you said over periods of time, they'll, like, undergo small genetic changes, and then after a while, we'll see a new species emerge. Yep. But, like, let's look at, like, the last, I guess, group. Eventually, we'll see somebody give birth to a species that fits the classification of that new species.
No, I mean, I just disagree. And I'm just going to go back to the language thing, because I just honestly think it's perfect. Do you think that there was at one time the on this day in history we could proclaim that the English language started existing? Because I don't think you can make that claim at all.
I mean,
because whatever day you think that was, the day before, everybody was saying the exact same words. Maybe there were like a couple words that got invented, you know, like nobody was saying selfie 20 years ago, but it's not like modern English only started existing after the word selfie was added to dictionary. It's like, that's one of half a million words. No, like, get out of here. And yeah, I just, like, with species, it's like that too. It's a little more complicated because we're talking about organs and body plans and traits and stuff, but the traits that organisms possess are just modifications of pre-existing traits. It's like birds didn't evolve from an animal that had no feathers, no beak, no bones, or whatever else birds have, and then all of a sudden it laid an egg, and inside that egg was a feathery beaked flying thing. No, it didn't happen that way. It happened so gradually. The other thing that's kind of funny is, you know, you pick a species, like birds. It's like, okay, well, birds can fly, right? Some don't, but most do. So how did they evolve flight? Flight existed before birds existed. Almost certainly. Feathers definitely did. We know that for certain. Animals that weren't birds had feathers. So we don't have to ask the question, how did birds evolve feathers? The feathers were there before there were even birds. Now that pushes it back a little further, because it's like, okay, well then we still have to wonder where the first feathers came from. We have answers, incomplete answers, but we have answers for that too, you know? So
I guess what I'm getting at is, like, at a certain point, there is no X species, right? There's no dog, right? But whenever there is a dog, whenever a dog exists, it most certainly came from something. That something was a dog or not a dog?
Well, the first dog came from a canine. What? Yeah, I mean, dogs are bred from wolves. A wolf is a canine. So it's not the same species as a dog, but it's in a more broad taxonomic category, which is canine.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.